This na Opconas, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Opconas. Arsenal going in action this weekend against Norwich City, Saturday, September 11. Kickoff time na 3 p.m. local time. The match could be available for NTA, Silverbet, and SuperSport. Sharp, sharp, quick team news. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang don't score 4 goals inside 2 Premier League matches against Norwich City, and that's now when he meets the Canaries for the 2019-2020 season. Arsenal don't lose only 2 of them 18 Premier League meetings against Norwich. They don't win 9, draw 7, and then they unbeaten in 7 games against the Canaries since their 1-0 loss for October of 2012. Gunners don't score at least 3 goals inside 6 of their last 7 home league encounters with Norwich, with them win 4-0 for July of 2020 for the last meeting. Tim Krul, Norwich goalkeeper, after he don't keep a clean sheet for the first 2 Premier League appearances against Arsenal, he can concede inside each of his last 8 games against the Gunners. Shingo concede again on Saturday, we'll see now. Referee now Michael Oliver, assistant Stuart Butt, Simon Bennett, fourth official Gavin Ward, VAR now Mike Dean. Speaking of Mike Dean, I see him for one of my favorite TV shows, Ted Lasso. In playing a normal role as referee for the semi-final FA Cup match between Manchester City and AFC Richmond. Very interesting situation. You're supposed to check out that comedy. I will try to leave a link for the show notes. Make you for fit. Find them without stress. All right, we get visitor for house. So yes, so in a Chelsea fan. Mona, calm down. This one gets more sense. It gets more sense. And in one share in thoughts on waiting in field Arsenal supposed do against Norwich on Saturday and maybe beyond.
Hello, my name is David, and I'm the host of the Galut podcast, the podcast for Nigerians that want to travel abroad, where they interview Nigerians and all. So the question for today now, what can Arsenal do to secure a 3 points from against Norwich? So truthfully speaking, I feel presently Arsenal is a big team, so there's no way Arsenal is going to relegate this season. But apart from that, I feel Arsenal never did ready to compete this season. So if they drag for 3 points presently, they will push the players into fatigue. I feel make Arteta just calm down, work on the squad more. This 3 points does not really matter. Maybe one match they use win league. Make it just calm down. Make it think the next 3 to 4 matches work on the team, so that when they come out in full force. Making them just force the team into tactics where they don't go understand, you get, and put some players into injury and all. This is not a big match, number 1, and this is not even a league winning match. So make it just calm down. Arsenal should not even bother for 3 points this season. This match against Norwich. Make it just calm down.
I thought you say it gets more sense now. You know, try. Anyway, I'm not going to leave you short. Our guy is still there around. Our favorite local man. Yes. Jide Abayomi. They're around safe to share in thoughts on what he expect for the match against Norwich City.
Sharp, sharp, proud moment for now. Anywhere that you hear me from, even a morning, even afternoon, even evening. Yes, on a good everything like this. I know, say, my name still never changed. I mean, CB Ajida, I mean, Paul, the longest man on the microphone center. Pogo, Arsenal's number 1. And I mean, CB, my favorite local man. Yeah, the smile because Arsenal never play. But I don't know if I could smile this man after Arsenal play. Yes, because I know which Norwich City and Arsenal they play next. For inside the English Premier League, I will go Premier League. Proper the top flight of English football with Arsenal day position 20. Joy! The blessing a battle of the relegation hopefuls because Norwich then they position number 19. Yes, If Van Tool lost, Arsenal, I don't lose their three games. I already don't play this season. Yes, 2-0 against Brentford for the Community Stadium, 2-0 against Chelsea for inside the Emirates Stadium, and 5-0 against Manchester City for inside the Etihad Stadium, for inside the city of Manchester there, for United Kingdom. So Arsenal, they on -9 goals, 3 games played, 0 points. We will talk. It's not the blessed defeat now. I don't be normative as a but now as it be so, this game we Arsenal go play tomorrow against Norwich City. More could they see how it will be? Arsenal they at home against Norwich City. Boku people don't come back. People like Thomas Partey, Eden Ketiasef, defeat Gabriel Magalhaes, and our new signing will come from inside Brighton and Hove Albion, Ben White. Yes, himself don't they are ready to play the match after he don't recover from COVID-19. So as it be so, Gabriel and White. That's why I said Gabriel White the other time, and then the two of them and I go participate for inside the heart of the defense for Arsenal. Tomorrow will be Saturday, the 11th of September 2021. We are starting to take on Norwich for inside the Emirates Stadium. Well, what team could you expect? We expect Arsenal to win some because now it looks like a full-fledged team. Apart from the fact, say, people like Granit Xhaka, we call a red card against Manchester City, no go play. And also Elneny, who we hear saying, don't pack it 3 weeks injury when no go play. Also, I'm going to forget, Tomiyasu, Takahiro Tomiyasu, Japanese defender, signed from Bologna, enter inside the team. Who would call Arsenal. Yes, the guy signed from Bologna come Arsenal. We just said the guy is a very versatile defender. If you play for the heart of the defense, and if you also play as a right fullback, yeah. For me, we are Arsenal. I think with the fumble this time around, but we know see Norwich is not supposed to be a problem. But not still Arsenal, so Norwich see if it be a problem. So make you not forget. Tomorrow, after lunchtime, 9 be the game. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, yes, 9 be the game. Arsenal, you know, for inside the Emirates Stadium, for inside North London, for London, for United Kingdom. We could expect Arsenal to win, but after the game, yes, one or two review good day, we will talk about Arsenal to perform for inside the game. But for me, from this side, I expect Michael Tannin boys to pack a 3 points, come out for inside that game tomorrow. Continue to listen to Abgonas NG, an official pigeon podcast of a Arsenal fan worldwide. And the best pigeon podcast ever. My name never changed. That's still a Jedi by me, Paul, the longest man. On the microphone center, Arsenal's number one. And I know, say, you know, say, I mean, still being a favorite looker, man. Cheers!
Before we walk out, go, I go like give shout out to the top striker for the Women's Super League with the play for us, of course, Arsenal. Her name now Vivian Miedema. Once again, this babe been show herself during the week as she score hat-trick against Slavia Prague Thursday night to raise her goal tally for Arsenal to 100 inside 110 games. 25-year-old Netherlands international no be anybody meet. As she takes start the season last weekend against Chelsea, where she score one, assist one, and the women be win that match 3-2. Obama could not look her record. Most goals for the Women's Super League, now Vivian Miedema, she don't score 61. Most goals for Women's Super League season, Vivian Miedema, with 22 goals per season. Most goals inside one calendar month, Vivian Miedema, how many she scored? 10. Best Women's Super League goals to games ratio, now she, 0.89. Most hat tricks, now she, 5 hat tricks. Most goals inside one match, now she, 6 goals. Most assists inside a single match, now she again, with 4 goals. This babe, they very special. I hear say her contract the end next summer, but things are in place. They follow Yan to ensure say we keep her for as long as possible. Once again, big shout out to Vivian Miedema. In fact, if I don't even go make one special logo separate from the one we will run now, just to highlight, see, this babe self need her own statue for there. Meanwhile, I send for somewhere still concerning Norwich, say, one guy they believe say Arsenal go win the match against Norwich. I ask him why. He say one, we dey play for house. Two, we get full squad. And three, no be we dey play the first match. Anyway, don't forget, follow us on top social media at Up Gunners NG. We do Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Up Gunners NG. And you feel listen to us anywhere where you listen to your favorite podcast. And we do on top YouTube as well. If you want to find us on Google search, now Up Gunners podcast. The Up Gunners now UPG. NRS UPG NRS. Well, if you define us for social media, now the normal Up Gunners, but now one word UPGUNNERSNG. Okay, we go down during the week where we go find out whether we do right or do wrong against Norwich City. This now Up Gunners, the only pidgin podcast for the Niger Arsenal fandom worldwide, locally, internationally. Up Gunners.